Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world. That is a quote by Joel A. Barker. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 462 on the Hidden Why podcast, my three-minute thought. Today's thought is titled, What is Your Future Vision? Guys, I hope you enjoy this one. If you do, please do me a favor. Share it with your network, share it with your families, share the love. That'd be huge. And also, let me know what you think. Jump onto thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave all your comments in the comments fields there. Episode 462. Also, connect with me there through my social media links and email address. Guys, I hope you enjoy this thought. I hope it brings some value to your day. Thank you. Hey guys, welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, my three-minute thought. Guys, hope you're well. Thank you for tuning in. My question that I want to propose to you today is, what is your future vision? Do you know what your ideal future looks like? Do you have clarity around where you want to take your life? It is my thought that if you do not, then you must make it a priority. You need to make it an absolute priority to decide on what your future looks like. You need to be crystal clear about your future vision. You see, our future vision becomes the underlying guide of our lives. It sets the motions of the paths that we pursue. It is like the blueprint for which we can map out our existence. Without it, we will ineffectively navigate our lives and traverse this life with less purpose and meaning. I believe such lives will result in greater suffering and regret. You see, I believe that happiness comes in the pursuit, and if your pursuit is without purpose, if it's without meaning, it's probably likely because it's without a future vision. You see, a book written without a set objective or structure becomes a mishmash of ideas and jumbled thoughts. A puzzle attempted without first seeing the image of the final result is undertaken with greater struggle. A practice that is pursued without deliberate intent may never be mastered. A structure built without blueprints may not survive the first earthquake. An artistic piece without vision from the artist's mind will leave the audience feeling vacant and uninspired. Life without a vision is like going it blind. A vision creates boundaries which can be used in all moments in time. It assists us to paint the canvas of the life that we desire to live, so that when our time is at an end, we will have a legacy to leave behind. You see, for me, for a long time, I didn't have a vision. I believe I had a vision in my teenage years, in my early 20s, but slowly it subsided within. I started becoming obsessed and consumed by all the noise around me, the external demands and measures on my life, and I slowly lost what my vision was. And for that reason, I had less purpose, I had less meaning, and I felt just stagnant in the life that I was living. It wasn't until I realized that I needed to have a vision. I needed to know where I was going so that I could walk the best path to get there. That is what the future vision is all about. And again, the question that I propose to you is, what is your future vision? If you can't answer that, make it a priority so you can answer that. It'll change your life. Thank you guys. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. Thanks guys for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. I hope you love what you're hearing. If you like this episode, guys, or any of the episodes that you're listening to here at The Hidden Why, please do me a favor by sharing it. You can share it with your families. You can share it with your loved ones. You can do that by using your favorite social media channels, using the icons on the platform that you're listening to The Hidden Why podcast. Also, guys, if you're a fan of the show, please connect with me. Connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. I love to hear from you. I love to converse with the people that listen to this show to find out what they enjoy, what they don't enjoy, and perhaps if they have any questions or feedback for the show as well. You can stay up to date with all that I'm releasing here, guys. I do a solo show every Monday, a three-minute thought every Thursday. I do two interviews a week on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and a book review every Friday. You can stay up to date with all that by subscribing to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. Just enter your email address there. And also subscribing to the podcast on the platform that you choose to listen to your podcasts. You can also support the show, guys, by using the Amazon links at thehiddenwhy.com. So if you like books, you can get all the books that I review there and anything else, really, that you like to purchase through Amazon. So use that link. It helps support the show. And we've also got a deal with Audible, guys. Audible is a fantastic way to listen to all your favorite books. We've got a deal with them so you can get two free books when you subscribe subscribe to a 30-day free trial. So check that out, again, at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, that's it from me. You know what to do. Go out there. Breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.